Every single kais is its own mitzvah. There's a special mitzvah in each one of them. Therefore, it's not considered like a series you're drinking now, four kais, you look at it as if it's zugai's pears, but rather you have four single cups. Each one has a special mitzvah by itself. So Shbam learns that mitzvah b'yapenashi, v'yayim it's time from zelazer. We don't look like it's one big number four, but rather there are four singles, each one separately. Each one is a separate mitzvah by itself. That's one of the reasons why we make a special bracha, a bar priyagofen, on each kais by itself. Because we hold each kais is called a special mitzvah by itself. Is who layas, for the Gemara, nashim, layas etzroch of trei, what do you say now before that you can't have tashma shamita with your wife, you can't have it two times in one night? For the Gemara, why not? Nimlachu, the Guri, after each one is called like a separate time. So Rashbam explains, Nimlachu, the tashmish rishon gomra biyosoi, obot la tavosoi. As if you had the first tashmish and let it out to zero, so it's considered like you have finished your tiver at that time, and then the eva dies down. If you have another tashmish later, that's called like a second thing by itself. So you're not going to start the two things together. Like it's a svara, each tashmish is called a separate tashmish by itself. Like the eva dies out afterwards. So it's called another maisa later. So why is there an inyo of zugais? And who are the naga, the Gemara forget, other places say that a person wants to have bonim tzchorim, the Gemara says, how do you do it? Be boil and do have a second time be you. Master forget, there is an Indian to have it two times. So it's good that the Gemara's tarot would be good. That there's not a shiloh of zugos by tashmish, because when you finish one tashmish, that's called it's finished. If you do a second time, that's something new, it's a new start. So what's shan here? How can the bright before says, you should not do it two times, it's like zugos? So Gemara says, Omer Abai Yehochikoma. This is what the bright meant to say. Lo yoichal trei, don't eat two pieces of bread or anything of twos. V'yishta trei, don't drink two cups. V'lo yaset tzrochav afilo pamachas. And after you did this, after you drank two cups, or after you ate two cups, you should know, the mazika are after you, don't go and have tashmish now. Afilo pamachas, even one time don't have tashmish now. Dilma cholash umisro. Maybe because now you'll have tashmish, since before that you drank two cups. The mazikim are after you, they'll do harm to you b'shas tashmish. That's the bright thing to say. Not that it's an inyan not to have two times tashmish. It means if you did two things before that, that the mazikim are after you, now don't have tashmish. So the Rashba Mochikomo, lo yoichal trei, v'yaset tzroch v'afilu pamachas. Don't drink or eat two things and have even tashmish one time. Klaima. Odom shochel zugas. The person ate pears. Yizor ba'atzma, be careful, shlo yishamash mitos, don't have tashmish now. Ach rechen after that. Adzman ruba, wait a time. Cause dilma cholash machmas tashmish. Maybe you come a little bit sick, you come weak, because of tashmish. V'yadi de bezugas koi misra mazlein. Now that you had zugas before, so the mazikim are after you. And now that you're a little bit weak, your mazl is dead, the mazikim will harm you. That's what the Christ was saying. After you had zugas, don't have tashmish. Tana rabbanin. Somebody drinks two times, two pairs, trashi kamay zugas like two cups, dama b'roisha. You should know, there's something, dama b'roisha, you're putting your blood on your head. That means, Rashbam, oven misasi aroisha. You're like putting an oven mist upon you. Muto shumay misatsmai. You're like killing yourself, like we'll soon see later. Zugas come after you, the mazikim come after you, and they may kill you. Omer Rav Yehuda. Eimasai, when is this said, bizman shlaroa p'nei ashuk? It means you drank one cup, and in between, you did not go outside to the street. Avaroa p'nei ashuk, if a person after he drank one cup, went out to the street, and then he came back in again, now harashus b'yodo, he's allowed to drink a second cup. They're not mitzarif one to the other. If you went out in between, that's not called zugas. Omer Rav Ashi, chazin alei l'rav chanino bar bivi, the akol koso, and after each cup that he would drink, have nofik, he would go outside, v'choz the ape shuka, and he would go see the street. In other words, like we just learned, he wanted to drink like two cups, so after he finished his first cup, he would walk outside to the street, and then come back in again and have a second cup. That's not called zugas. This is only bad if after you drink the zugas, two cups, you want to go on the street. Then it's the mazikim will come after you. Then in your house, don't drink two cups. But if you just want to stay in your house, then there's nothing wrong. You could drink two cups and stop then. There wouldn't be any mazikim after you then. Rabbi Zeru Amar, Velishan Kolotzet Derdomi. The person, after he drinks these two cups, wants to go to sleep. That's also bad, as if you're going out to the derrick, to the road, and you have to be careful, the mazikim will be after you. So don't drink two cups before you go to sleep. Omer Rav Papa, The losses le beis hakisei, kolosses le derech domi. Who did if you have to go to the beis hakisei also, don't drink or eat two things before that, because also the mazikim will be after you. O be beis, so in life rekti gemara, is that true? That you could drink two cups as long as you stay inside your house? Ivo rova. When rova used to drink cups, mani kishuri, he used to count the beams of the roof. In other words, he drank one cup, and he like made a sim and he counted one beam. He drank another cup, he counted another beam. In other words, he made sure he knew how many cups he drank, not hand off just to have two or four cups. He made sure to have an odd number. So you see, even though he was staying in his house, still he was makbid not to drink zugos. For Yabaya by Yabaya, Kishosi Chodakos, when he used to drink one cup, Mantit La'ima Trey Kosi, betray Yod. His mother was there to make sure he did not end up with two cups, so she used to right away bring him another two cups. So now we had three. In other words, even though Abaye was staying in the house, his mother was very makbid, he should never end up with zugais. Vaita, another kasha, Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, ki avishos tray kosi, when he used to drink two cups of wine or anything, manket leisham echad kosam. His shamash would come, where he would come and bring him another cup. Chod kosam, let's say he only drank one cup, manket leitray kosam, betray yodoy. The shamash, the waiter, would come in and give him two cups in his two hands. In other words, you see, even though these people stayed inside the house, still, there was akpada, they should not end up just drinking two cups. And we just got finished saying it's only bad if you go outside the street. But if you stay home, there's nothing wrong with it. Here you see, for these Amorayim, even if they stay home, also it's bad. And if the Gemara, Adam Choshev Shani, a Choshev person, a respectful person, for them, the Mazikim are after them. And they have to be careful, even if they stay home, they can't end off just drinking two. Rishbam says, Adam Choshev Shani, the Masri Shedim Nafshay Lazuki, the Shedim Amoysa Nefesh to get them. Therefore, they have to be more careful. Omarula, Asara Kaisas Ein Ben Mishum Zugas. When you have 10 cups, there's no union of Zugas. There's nothing wrong with that. So Rashbam says, Asara Kaisas Ein Ben Mishum Zugas, the whole Shrein Tzve, of course, if you have more. Whereas 10, there's no more Zugas. So Mara says, Ulu the time, Ulu goes going to his time, the Yom Ulu, Riyam of Masdis and Tonor, Asara Kaisas, Tikne Chachama Beis Ovel. By a base oval, there's an Indian, but times the Chazal, they used to have 10 different cups there, 10 different brachas they made there. So the question was, if you're going to tell me 10 cups has an Indian of pears, and it's bad for the mazikim, for zugois, how could the rabbanah come and be misakin that a base oval, you have to drink 10 cups of wine there? The chur has an Indian of sakana. Telomai, the pshat is ulod. That 10 already is too much. The mazikim don't come after you if you drink 10 cups. It's only 8 or less. But more than 10, 10 or more, there's nothing wrong. The Rashbam says, like it says, the Perakam of the Ksubas is the first time. The Mar and Ksubas talks about these 10 cups, the 10 brachas by the base of them. So Mar Alvatimna Yesh Be Mishum Zugais. But if you drink 8 cups, there's a shalom, you have to be careful, Mishum Zugais. The mazikim will be after you. Rav Chizda says, no, Rav Chizda Rabba Barapuna the Amritavayu, Sholem. By the Birchas HaKahanim, the word Sholem, that's the 8th word, he says, L'toyv Mitzar. It only makes that if you have 6, L'Sholem is the 7th word, is the 7th word. So the 7th word, Sholem, only helps L'toyv Mitzar. In other words, if you drank already 6 cups, and now you drink a 7th one, the 7th one takes away from the Zugas of 6. Of L'Ruah L'Ruah Mitzar. But the 8th cup, in other words, number 7 is not Mitzar to number 8. Number 7, the word Sholem, that's the 7th word in Birchas Kanim, has not been starved to make 8 into Zugas. So exactly what the word Sholem has to do with the Kaisis, I'm not sure, but that's the way of learning here. That the 7th word, the word Sholem, only helps L'toiva. It helps that you drank already 6 cups, and now you drink a 7th cup. There's no union of Zugas. But if you drink another cup, an 8th cup, he holds there's nothing wrong, there's no union of Zugas. Vaita v'shisa yeshpa mishum Zugas. But if you only drink 6 cups, then Rav Chizda also Zmaida is bad for Mazikim. Rab of every door of Isis became less and less. The next generation already, Rab of Rav Yosef Garma Tavar, they both said, Vichuneka, that's the 5th word, Vichuneka is also L'Toyva Mitzarif. It helps if you drank 4 cups, now you drink a 5th one, it takes away the Zugas for number 5, of L'Ruah L'Ruah Mitzarif. But if you drink a 6th cup, number 5 is not Mitzarif with 6. So Mela 6 is also alright. But drinking 4 cups, that's still an Indian of bad for Zugais. Abayev Rav, already in the last generation, by Abayev Rav's times, the Yarmut Tavar, they both said, Nein, Yishmerecha, L'tayv mitzarf, l'rol mitzarf. The third word, Yishmerecha, makes it that if you drink three, that it takes away from the zugus of two, but if you drink four, there's no zugus. Three is not mitzarf to number four. Therefore, four is okay. Marviyaz the Rav l'tayv, Rav goes according to Yishita, the Rav, av kinu l'rabbonim b'yarba koisis. When you used to have Rabbonim, Talmidim, being over his house, he used to let them drink four cups of wine, lav dafkan pesach, throughout the year. He used to let them drink four cups and then throw them out. So the question was, how could he stop them after four? L'chura, four is zugos. You can't stop after four. But there it says, in Abayev Rav's times already, even four was no chashash of mazikin. Number three, it's not mistar after four to make it into zugos. So Moro says now, afagav the yiskot Rav Balivoy, even though Rav Balivoy got hurt, as he drank four cups, and vice versa, then the mazikim did hurt him. So you see, l'chura four times is bad for zugos. So Moro says, lechoshta l'milsei. Still, it didn't bother Abayev Rava. Why? The Yoma, Abayev Rava both said that the reason why Rava Balivoy got hurt after he drank four cups is not stam because the zugas, the mazikin got after him, rather because the Yomar, who mishum the ice from the pirke heavy, he used to be a big troublemaker in shir. He used to ask a lot of kashin in the middle of the shir. He used to bother the Rebbe a lot. And since he bothered the Rebbe a lot, that's why he got this punishment back. Shpam says, the Eisim Apirka, Sheikh Shali Vishasa Drosha, used to ask me a kasha in the middle when I said my drosha. Uvaisheni Barabim, who is Mavaishmi Barabim, Shadaka Hoyla Hakshle Barabim. He used to ask the question in front of everybody. So because he was Mavaishmi Barabim, that's why he got the Sainish back, he got his Hezek. But not because of the Zugas. So therefore, Bayev Rab holds red in their times, four, there was nothing wrong with four. Omar Rab Yosef. Omar li Yosef Sheda. Yosef the Shade told Rabbi Yosef that Ashmadoi Malka the Sheda. The king of all the Shadim, he's called Ashmadoi. He's the king of them. Memunahu Akula Zugi. He's the king, he's the one that takes care of anybody that drinks zugais or eats pears, you do things in pears, he's the Shade that harms you. So what's Nafkamin of the king, Ashmadoi, this Shade, the king of the Shadim, he's the one that harms people that eat zugais? What's Nafkamin? The Torah says, "Umalko layikri mazik." A melech doesn't do such harm. Therefore, you should know it's not so bad if you eat zuga. It's like you won't get that harmed. Fly it. The Shbam says, "Layikri mazik." And rogu bekach. The gnayu loy. It's not nice for the king himself to do harm. Therefore, lechashin lezugais. Therefore, we're not so afraid now about zugais. The milsad lashchichi. It's not so gefelich. Or meyos dimna the nizik. But sometimes you will get hurt. But right to lachmir blasters niterusai yiserot of it. If somebody wants to watch himself, Avada, there is an Indian, not to do things in pairs. But you should know that this pshat, since it's the king of the Mazikim, he won't harm you too much. Eka the Amri, some say just the opposite way. Eka the Amri, law, lohai gisa, just the opposite. They say it this way. Other rabbi, just the opposite way. Malka, king, rishonhu, he's an angry person. Madaboy of it, whatever he wants, he can do. There's no gedorm. If he wants, he can kill you right away. Shamelech, perit, geder, lasas, lederech, vien, mechim, biyodai. A king, if he wants to go through a road, he'll just break down the gedder, he'll break down the fence there, and go through. A king can do what he wants, nobody can stop him. So just the opposite. Since the shade that takes care of Zugais is the king of the shadim, Ashmadoi, for a cat, you have to be very, very, very careful. Because the king can do whatever he wants, he doesn't have to answer to anybody. Omar Rav Popo said, Omar li Yosef Shidoi, the shade Yosef told me, that betray katlinen. If you drink two things, two kais, or eat two things, you have to be careful, maybe they'll come to kill you even. Be arbo, if you eat four things, like katlinen, they won't kill you anymore. Now, be arbo, maskinen. If you eat four, they'll be mazik, they'll harm you. Betray, but still the difference. If you eat two, drink just two, then be shaggy, be mazik. Whether you deal it willingly or not willingly, they'll come to be mazik you. The arbo, if you drink four, then b'meizid in, only if you know willingly you did it. B'shagig loy. But with b'shagig, they won't harm you. V'yishdolim v'yikri fetgur. What's going to be if by mistake you went ahead and drank two things? V'nofik, and you went outside. Shur is a shalof and a sakona. B'frat, if you only drank two cups, so you have an inyo of mazikim after you now, what should you do? And you went outside, what should you do now? Maitakante. What's the etzah to save yourself from the mazikim? Rashi in Bezugais Maitakante. is linkat zakfe diyoded yimini. Let him take his right thumb, diyoded the small, put it into his left hand. The zakfe the small and the thumb of the left hand, diyoded yimini. Let him put it into his right hand. It was like this. You hold the right thumb in the left hand and the left thumb in the right hand. But name hawk, let the person say like this. Osun viano, you and me have it closer. Now that's the way you talk to the shade. That you and me are three, that we have already three now, and therefore the mazik and one hamas. The shmila, what's going to be if you hear back now, the yoma that the shade is going to tell you, Osun viano, have yabo, hey, you and me are four. That's what the shade will talk back to you. So what should you do now? Name malay, talk back again to the shade. That Austin we are not have the chamisha. You were four, no, you and me are five. What about the Shmile, the army Austin and no have shisha? What about we hear back Nachamol that the shade is a wise guy and says again, no, hey, you and me are six? What you do? Talk back to him. Namely, talk back to him again. Austin we are not have shiva. No, again I'll talk back to you. You and me are seven. Have uvden. This happened at Meya Vichad. It happened with somebody that 100 times he spoke back to the shade. Every time we told the shade, me and you is five, he said no with six, no with seven, no with eight, no with nine, 10, 11, my mom is still 101. Opoka shader, and finally the shade collapsed. In other words, this is the Yetzer, don't give up. As long as the shade talks back to you, keep on telling him back that you and me are the odd number and you win out. Trashi poka shader mirayt sar. He has so much sar the shade, he just collapsed. So that's the Yetzer. Omer Neymar. Omer, it's exactly what this Gemara means, we're not so sure, some is Hechron Yonim here, but Omer Ameimer. Omer Li Rishtino, so Ameimer says that Rishtino Dinoshim Keshvonis, so that means Gavrison Shonoshim Keshvosim. If you have the women that are Kishif, says he spoke to the head Kishif of the women. What do you call them? The Sosia, what? Sosia, head witch, yeah, no. Spoke to the head witch. They told him that she told the Maimer that Haiman the Pogabhu, the Noshim Kishvonius, if you find the lady witch, is Neimahoch, this is what you say to her. Chori Chamimi, that means hot a drunk, is Bidikula Bizaya, that's like in a perforated basket, is Lupumaichu. That's what should be for your mouth. That's what we should put down in your mouth. And Noshi the Chayshu, like the witches, Korach Chayu, has your heads should become bald. And Porach Chayu means like the wind should carry off like the crumbs. Yeah. Now just a little bit Chazor now what we said before, that before the Gemara said Ravina gave a terrorist that how could they be misaki and have four kaisais, the Chura there's a shayla of zugais and they go off by pairs. So Ravina said, Ravina Omar, kol echad v'yechad mitzvah b'vnei atzmahu. Each one of the dalek kais is a special mitzvah by itself. Now the Rif over here brings down and says on this that v'yami ravosa, the Chacham said, hoyel v'chol echad v'yechad mitzvah b'vnei atzmahu. Since each one is considered a separate mitzvah, each one of the dalek kais is its own mitzvah. For achinan borer priagofen akol kosa v'kosa. On each case, we have to make a special bracha borer priagofen the way we do it. Now the Rif says on the sayil lahay svarim eho, we bring a rai from this from the Gemara in Chulin. That the Gemara in Chulin says the Tanan shochat meya chayis b'mokim echad. If you made a shechita on 100 different chayis in one place, or else kisui echad l'kulam. One kisui can make for all of them. What about the meya oifres b'mokim echad? You shechted 100 birds in one place. Is also kisui echad kulam. We can make one kisui, one covering for all of them. The Rabbi Yehuda Weimer shochet chaya yichase, yachakach yishchet oif. Then you first make the shchit on the oif. For Amin Allah, and the Gemara says on this, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, moidi Rabbi Yehuda linyi brocho, shein mevorach ela brochachas. That Yehuda holds, you only have to make one brocha on the kisui adam. Omer Ravina Ravacha bread the rovo, what's the difference between Rav Brunya's halacha and Rav Chananel Tamidei de Rav? They were sitting down to have a meal together. For Koyi Olaya Rav Yeva Saba, and he was there over them. The Yomrulay said to them, "Have a nevorach. Let's go bench now." At the end of the meal, like he said, "Okay, it's time to bench already." V'hoder Omalei.
has an iftir, then he changes his mind and says, let's go drink a little bit. His omel Rav Yehuda Sab Hochiyam Rav. This is what Rav said. Kivan the Amrisu have in the Baruch. As soon as he said, let's go bench, Issa Solachul Mishti. Not let him drink anymore. The Yahadru Lehochi is Hashta. So you see, the Chur, as soon as you said, let's go bench, it's called the Hesachadas, that you have to make another Abrocha. So I can hear by the Shechita, first you made the Shechita and then the Kis of Dam on the Behemoth, on the Chayis. Why again, when you do the Kis later, don't you have to make a second Brocha? So Gemara there answers and says, Hashta Hosom. Hosom Mishtoye Brucha Be'adadod Lo Yefsha. Over there, I tell you, by benching Brucha Samozon, you can't do two at the same time. You can't make a Brocha and eat, drink wine at the same time. Therefore, it's called a hefsek, it's called a stopping, the birchas samozin, and you have to make another bracha afterwards. You can make a shchita with one hand, or mechase b'chod yoda, and make a kis adam with the other hand. So the Rif says, Shamin and Hash, to learn from there, t'chihechod linyin birchas samozin, just like by benching. Kivon d'lo yevsh l'mishnu yibrucha b'yadododi, you can't drink and you can't say the broch at the same time. Therefore, we say heavy yafsok is like a hefsik. The kad masiv lo lebruchas amozin sarach las lavorach baruch regofin. Hezochinam ikivun lo yevshle lemikre lemishte. You can't say the agoda and drink the wine at the same time. Is sarach las lavorach. Therefore, you have to make another brocha. Bosa the gomer agoda. After you made the agoda, and huadin bosa the gomer halila. Huadin after you make the halel, also you have to make another baruch regofin. And the Rif likes this as a svara malyu. This is a good svara. This is where we have to do. And Lamaisa, so that's the way we do. That after each coast, we make our own bar priagofen. Now, some Rishonim want to say there's no raya from that Gemara, because like we had this svara before once. It's only birchas hamazon. When you go to bench, that's called you like misalik, you're like giving up eating. Therefore, we say if you want to drink now, you have to make another bracha. Whereas there, by kisi adam, you're not misalik yourself, you don't have to make another bracha. So the Chur, you could say the same thing here also by the Seder by night. When you make the first bar pregofen on the first kais, you'll never really misalik yourself, stop yourself from drinking any more wine. Rather, you just have to say the mitzvah of sipi yitzias matrayim, so maybe that's not called havsaka. And the other svaras know that since now you're being oisik in a new mitzvah of lisapa yitzias matrayim, and b'shach, you're doing this mitzvah, but it's not nice to drink another case of wine in between. Therefore, we say, since you're starting to do another Indian right now, on Sipis Yes Petroyim, therefore, you do have to make another bracha on each case. Now, according to this svara, the Ran asked the question, how come by moror, we don't make again another bar priadofen, a bar priadoma? As usually, since we already ate, like karpas, before at the beginning of the Seder, and we made a bar priadoma then, we say that bar priadoma helps the potter, even the moror we eat later on. Now the question is, since in between the karpas and the moror we say the haggadah, so you have now the rift svara that by saying the haggadah be misaf yitzias mitzrayim, it's called like a hefstick in between the bracha, and just like we make another bar priagofen on the next case, we should have to make another bar priadoma on the moror we eat when we get to moror. And the Teres Duran says, is it enachanami? Really, we should have had to make another bracha bar priadoma. But the pshat is that we make a moitzi lechem in oritz, that part is the bracha for the maror. In other words, the maror, the bar priadoma, is like now tougher part of the suda. So we will make the moitzi lechem in oritz. This bracha part is the bar priadoma for the maror. That's why we don't have to make another bracha bar priadoma. However, some of us should learn that the moitzi would not pater it. Therefore, the best answer is that when you first make the bar priadoma on the karpas, you should have in mind that you want this bracha to help for later on for the maror also. Because it's doubtful, someone has said that maybe the maror later we eat is not really considered part of the suda, it's something special we're eating, and therefore maybe us being part of the meal, you would have to make a bracha bar priadoma. Therefore the best thing is when we make the bar priadoma on the karpas, we should have in mind the part of the bar priadoma for the maror we eat later. However, even if we do not have this in mind, we do not have to make another bracha bar priadoma, because we could be samech on the Ran Svara to say that it is considered part of the Suda, and the moitzi lechem menorahs that we say later, that part is even the bar priadoma for the maror. And some say since there's a mitzvah on this Suda to eat maror, the mitzvah is mechayev to make it be part of the Suda. So therefore here the moitzi would part of the maror, that's why we do not make another bar priadoma.
All right, we'll stop here. Okay, we're in the middle of Kshofim now, of witchcraft. The Eskimar was again that Omar Amemar. Amemar said that Omri Li, Rishtina Dinoshim Kishwanis, that she was the head witchcraft. She told him that Haiman de Pogubu Binoshim Kishwanis, that anybody meets a lady that's a witch, is name Hochi, this is what you should say to her. Chori Chamimi Bidikuli Bizayu, that they should have a basket of Bizayu, means has holes in the basket, that should be full of Chariri Chamimi, hot junk, the Pumaychel, that's what should be for your mouth. Now, Noshi de Chershayu, the Noshim, this women that work in witchcraft, is Korach Chayu, your hair should fall off. As Rashbam says, right, that they do Kishif, they do this witchcraft with the hair. So you should tell them that the hair should fall off. And Porach Perchaychu. Also, the Rashbam says, it means Haruach, Yenash Shoyser Perure Lechem Shatim Echashvez Boy. A small piece of bread, that's what witchcraft could work on. So we tell them that their bread should be spread away, the Ruach should spread it away, that they shouldn't be able to do any witchcraft.